So now let's turn to the great Karl Popper. In a chapter of The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, a chapter called The Philosopher King, he writes, quote, "The first and the most important function of the philosopher king is that of the city's founder and lawgiver." It's clear why Plato needs a philosopher for this task. If the state is to be stable, then it must be a true copy of the divine form or idea of the state, but only a philosopher who is fully proficient in the highest of sciences, in dialectics, is able to see and to copy the heavenly original. This point receives much emphasis in the part of the Republic in which Plato develops his arguments for the sovereignty of the philosophers. Unquote. Then Popper essentially explains the roots of fascism in Plato, writing, quote, "Just as only the true philosopher, the dialectician, can see, according to Plato, the divine original of the city, so it is only the dialectician who can see that other divine original, the form or idea of man. Only he is capable of copying this model, of calling it down from heaven to earth, and of realizing it here. It is a kingly idea, this idea of man. It is not the universal man. It is rather the godlike original of man, an unchanging superman. It is a super Greek and a super master. The philosopher must try to realize on earth what Plato describes as the race of, quote, this is Plato, the most constant, the most virile, and within the limits of possibilities, the most beautifully formed men, nobly born and of awe-inspiring character," unquote. And that's Popper quoting Plato from Republic 535 AB. And now continuing with Popper, "It is to be a race of men and women who are godlike, if not divine, sculpted in perfect beauty," he was quoting Plato there, "a lordly race destined by nature to kingship and mastery. We see," and this is still quoting Popper, "we see that the two fundamental functions of the philosopher king are analogous. He has to copy the divine original of the city, and he has to copy the divine original of man. He is the only one who is able and who has the urge to realize in the individual as well as in the city its heavenly vision," unquote. And then later he writes, quote, "Now we can understand why Plato drops his first hint that a more than ordinary excellence is needed in his rulers in the same place where he first claims that the principles of animal breeding must be applied to the race of men. No special philosophical training is required for this kind of breeding. Philosophical breeding, however, plays its main part in counteracting the dangers of degeneration. In order to fight these dangers, a fully qualified philosopher is needed, i.e., one who is trained in pure mathematics, including solid geometry, pure astronomy, pure harmonies, and the crowning achievement of all in dialectics. Only he who knows the secrets of mathematical eugenics, of the Platonic number, can bring back to man and preserve for him the happiness enjoyed before the fall. All this should be borne in mind when the doctrine is enunciated, the demand for the sovereignty of the philosopher king. This demand alone, he teaches, can put an end to the evils of social life, to the evil rampant in states, i.e., political instability, as well as to its more hidden cause, the evil rampant in the members of the race of men, i.e., racial degeneration." Then, in a note in the back, he adds, quoting Plato's The Statesman, quote, this is Plato, "The only right government is that in which the rulers are true masters of science," unquote. That's from 293C in The Statesman. Then Popper's comments on this, "The royal science, of course, is again that of the romantic pedagogue and breeder of a master class which must provide the fabric for covering and holding together the other classes. the slaves, laborers, clerks, etc. The task of the royal science is thus described as that of, quote, interweaving, blending, mixing of the characters of temperate and courageous men when they have been drawn together by king's craft into a community life of unanimity and friendship, unquote, quoting Plato, and unquote, quoting Popper. Then he goes into the dangers Plato does and Popper describes. Then he goes into the dangers of the sea for bringing in moral degeneracy. These are those new ideas that corrupt all the hard work of sculpting perfection. And I just want to add that when he talks about racial degeneracy, I'm hoping folks understand that he's talking about the degeneracy of the human race, not particular races as we think of that word. And that when he talks about the human race, when he talks about man, he's talking about citizens, because we who do the work for him were simply beasts, literally beasts, beneath notice and not included in his notion of what he wanted to see for humanity.